You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Yachiv korban mikem. So it mentions that if you bring a type of animal that is kind of related to you, mikem. So actually this is an extra term that is used. So now the question is, what is exactly the message here is? Mikem, that has some type of contact with you. So one of the expressions that is right, that if you add mikem, how many you get? You have a calculator? Mem is 40, and kaf is 20, and then you have another mem is 40, you have 40, 20, 40, how many you get?
100.
How many?
100.
100? Hazak Baruch, beautiful. So mikem is equal to 100. So now, here there's an idea that's brought by Chaim Paltiel, Zatzal, that we have a duty that is very equal to 100.
Say
100
brachot a day?
Yeah, we have a command that we have to say 100 brachot a day. So now from here, we can learn that Harav has this message. When he says, Adam ki ariv mikem, meaning that by saying 100 brachot a day, you observe the mitzvah after being korbanot. So that means by saying 100 brachot a day, just like exactly you bring a sacrifice to a Beit HaMikdash. It's a very great advantage. So now here to say brachot is not an easy task. First of all, the 100 brachot is kind of tense how to accomplish 100 brachot. If you do 3 tefillot a day, without a shame.
Amen.
If you do 3 tefillot a day,
amen.
With minyan,
amen.
In Beit Knesset, so then you cover most of him. Because we have 3 lahash times 19, have brachot in the morning, and then there are many other brachot during the day we say. So there are some missing. If you eat bread or bikat hamazon, you could reach the 100. So to say 100 brachot a day, it has lots of great benefit. As we see here, the code, when it says mikem, actually means the 100 it could accomplish to bring a sacrifice to the Beit HaMikdash. So now, to say Berachot, it's a little bit technical, it has halachot. To say Baruch Ata Hashem, then you mention the name of Hashem, has to have awareness. What does Hashem mean? Haya, Hoveh, Vehiyeh, Ve'adon HaKol. So anytime that you mention the name of Hashem, no matter when you say Berachot or in Lahash, you have to have in mind that He was, He is, and He will be. And He's the master of all. So that takes time. So that means when you say Baruch Ata Hashem, and you can't melech ha'alam shechi desham shtab sivam la'aniyach tefillin, you have to stop and have this in mind. You can't do Baruch Ata Hashem. It doesn't work. And that this is not like an extra suggestion. It's a strict halakha that's brought. Anytime you mention the name of Ribono Shel Olam, you have to have this in mind. Haya, Hovevi Yehiye. He has been, and He is, and He will be, and He's master of all. And then you say Elokeinu, what is Elokeinu means? That is Taqif. What is Taqif means? It's very, very mighty. And Baal HaYecholet, that means all the energies is derived from Him. For example,
in the morning.
Charging your cell phone. So obviously you feel, you know, I put in a charger and now the green light comes. We say, no. The one that passed the energy to your cell phone, it was who? Ribono Shel Olam. When you press the button to start your car, it seems like the battery gave you the energy. But here it says no. Ribono Shel Olam passed the energy to the battery, and then, as we say three times a day, Ki be'or panecha natata lanu Torah v'chaim ahava v'chesed. Remember when you say this? Where do you say it?
Sim Shalom Abraham v'chaim v'chaim
What does it mean?
The light of your face.
Light of his face?
That's his bracha.
With light of his face, ki be'or panecha natata lanu Torah v'chaim, life, ahava v'chesed sarav rachamim. What's the example of this? You can think of an example.
What do you mean? Light of what it says?
No, it says, with the light of your...
The sun helps the vegetation grow.
No. Or panecha means the light of Hashem.
Okay, well that's...
So what does that mean?
Sun belongs to Hashem.
Huh?
Hashem said for the sun to exist.
No, it has nothing to do with the sun. It says, Be'or panecha, which is doing you, the translation. Be'or panecha, the light of your face. You have any cellular appliances, like calculator, or you have? How does it work?
The sun.
Huh? The sun? The sun? It doesn't need no battery? Doesn't need battery.
Some of them are solar. Okay.
Needs a battery?
No.
Needs a charger?
No.
How does it work?
Sure. The solar.
But how did they make it work?
It's the light that needs it.
The light makes it work? Beautiful. So here we say, so that means if, like, you have something that is not working properly in your system. So what does that show?
Lack
of the light?
Yeah.
If you don't have energy, so what does it mean? If you're falling asleep in the middle of the Torah, what does it mean? That means that Hashem cut up, could it be cut off his light from you?
That's for sure.
Yeah?
We didn't collect it.
Oh, you didn't collect it. Or maybe he's not deserving to collect it. So here we say, Kibbe or panechan tatalanu tala vahayim vahesed. So that means, as long as you have this light, so that means you're not lacking anything. So when the light is missing, so then all the problems come about. For example, back to the cellular appliances. In the basement, does it work? When the window is closed, does it work?
No.
Does it mean that it is defective?
No.
What does it mean?
It means
that
you're not doing it the right way.
Mean that you're not putting it in accessible way, right? So now here we say that the reason that maybe have shortcoming or problems or things are, as the Persian Akode says, they're locked because I didn't access the light. So as long as I have the light, so then everything goes smooth, nothing goes wrong, everything is happy, blessed. So here we see that as long as you have the light, so there is no problem comes about. But when you distance from the light, so then you have no energy, you're tired, your mind is not in peace, and problems come about.
That's true.
Rabbeinu Ben Ishchai and Yosef Chaim Baghdad. This is a very interesting point. So we learn Mikem. What was the message of Mikem? 100 brachot. When you say 100 brachot, it's like about the sacrifice. Harav says Mikem is Rashi Tevot Midah Keneged Midah.
The letters are this term, Mem Kaf Mem, means Midah Keneged Midah.
What does Midah Keneged Midah means? Measure for measure. Midah Keneged Midah. As the Persian HaKadosh say, with any hand you present yourself, the same hand
you receive.
Yeah.
So
what does it mean? So here, Rabbeinu Ben Ishchai, Zochoto Marer Aleinu, Harav says a very beautiful thing. He says in life you have to know
that nobody has the right to do anything wrong to you.
There's no such a permission is given.
Unless they come from HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. No.
You
no. Anything that happens in our life, it's a reaction of whatever we did. So like you take a rubber ball, then you throw it on the wall. Where is it going to go?
Come back?
To you.
Right in your face.
Yeah.
So who made the ball hit your face?
You did.
You did it. You threw it at the ball, so it didn't come back to you. So now, if you threw it at the wall and then it jumps outside the street, what does that mean?
Somebody else did something.
No, it means you need to fix the wall. There's such a thing doesn't happen. So now here, it's a very, very delicate point that Harav presents, and that is, usually what happens, like let's say, when you are offended by somebody, when people give you a hard time, and then what is your reaction?
You're angry.
You get very frustrated, you get angry. You want to take their
head off
and bring it as a food salad. Yeah. So now Yehav says, here, Yehudi has to have a different perspective in this matter. And that is, you know, this thingy that you have in your pocket is a very interesting point. It takes a picture, right? And then he has a feature that you press a button. Instead of taking picture who's sitting there, what does it do?
Take a picture of you.
Take a picture of you. So you reverse it. So now here, Harav says a very beautiful thing. He says, it's not that you should get angry at whoever that you think he did wrong to you. You should get angry at who?
Yourself.
Barikallah. Hazaka Baruch. Yeah. You have to... Actually, this thing came about to learn about this Divrei Torah. That means you have to reverse the system instead of taking a picture of whoever that you think he aggravated you. You have to take a picture of yourself because you did it. He's innocent actually. Mazlum. Bigona. So that means you programmed them to do such a terrible thing to you. So here he says, Mikem, Midah, can I get Midah? He's a mirror to show you what you did. You have to thank him. You hug him, you thank him, say, I appreciate it. You know, you informed me, you know, what I need to fix.
But Rabbi, you see a lot of Zalan people having a very good life until the day they're...
Yeah, that's a different story. We're not getting to that part, like why they have such a lifestyle. But the problem as me, as a Yehudi, because I'll tell you what the side effect here is. Because when you focus in on the wrong track, you know what's going to happen? Then Chas v'Shalom, you're not going to stay healthy. God forbid. You're going to have a hot blood pressure, you're going to have the anxiety,
and
then you're going to take all these pills that you know what you should take, and then you cannot get up in the morning, and all these things. So here, when you realize, no, it's me. I caused it to happen. So the only easy solution here is, I'm going to work on myself, I fix myself, I correct myself, and that problem is going to go away. Guaranteed 100%.
It's going to go away.
But when I'm just focusing out there, say, no, he's like this, he's like that, he did it to me, that's a wrong perspective to life. And Chas v'Shalom, I'm not going to stay healthy. Because you're going to keep going, going head to head with people. And that's not the way to go through life. And that's why Haram explained to us. Mikem, within you, that means midah keneged midah. Whatever you see in your life, you have to know there's something you committed that you brought about the circumstances. You programmed it. You molded. You brought it about.
Created it.
Right. So now, when you say, you know what? It's my fault. Maybe many times we don't know. Say, you want to show them, I know I did something wrong. Just you guide me to fix myself and then, get rid of this problem. And he helps you. And he, sometimes people get the email and then keep deleting it. What is it called?
Spam.
Exactly. Ribono Sholam reads all the email. You know what it is? You know how many emails he gets a day? You know how many he gets? At least 50 million. At least. And some people, they don't delete their voice messages, and then you cannot leave the message. But here, Ribono Sholam's voice message never gets filled up. Baruch Ata Shomea Tefillah. He listens to every single Tefillah. You have to just come to Ribono Shel Olam and say, Ribono Shel Olam, just help me out. I know I'm the guilty part. And I admit. And you see how the problem is going to go away. Shenizke, Shosh Baruch Hu Yizakeh Otanu.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.